fact, when you get to be 98, it's a delight to be anywhere. The scripture that was picked, I'm reading, although I will have to admit, it was not the scripture from which I intended to preach. So we will not worry about that. We'll just do it. Is the scripture on the wall?
Won't we all stand together?
Well,
Isaiah chapter 4.
Don't worry about it. Comfort ye, my people, says your God.
Speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
The voice of one who cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough places smooth.
Together,
the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
Amen. Have you seen? It is a pleasure for me to stand in a pulpit. I started in 1939, and I have been preaching a few times since then. I have taught and been dean of three seminaries and two colleges over the period.
All right.
So it's just the fact that I can't do all that I used to do. Takes a lot to make me admit it, but it's what I want to do this morning. One of the most important things that I have come to do and make a contribution in is psychotherapy. And one of the most interesting things is stories of people's Christian experience. I want to tell a rather brief story of a healing which occurred when I was in the pastorate for 10 years in a place called Fresno. Some of you may know it. 7 miles away from our church in Fresno was a pastor we called T.C., Reverend T.C. Wynn. Reverend T.C. had some interesting characteristics, and one of them was that he could see that he had been such a great master at picking cotton that his hands were made rough, and they had a lot of bearing. T.C. Wynn could just read and write and no more, but in the San Joaquin Valley, where he was pastor of a small church, the white pastors came to him for various kinds of needs. He made no news about it. In fact, I was around him for years before I knew he was doing it. The white pastors were the ones that had the secret, and they would come to see him and things would happen. And this was what they did. They told stories, and a story would heal. Now, it's understood in the Bible that there are things like that happening, but one does not expect a cotton patch preacher with gnarled hands who only had about a third grade education to be particularly good at something like this. On the side where this happens was my beloved wife, who's been gone almost 10 years now. She was 91 when she left. We were together for 64 years. She had a problem that would not go away. I don't even remember now what it was, but she had an illness, that was some kind of flu or whatever, that went on for quite a while. One day, Pastor T.C. from over by the cotton patch came to see her. "Sister Mitchell, I've come to pray for you." She said, "Thank you." And he talked for a while, and then he said, "I want to tell you a little short story." He took her hand and started telling this story. The story presumably was about a man who was a missionary in an area that had very dense forestry. And it was one of those things where it just wasn't easy to go anywhere because of the growth. In addition to that, he had the problem on this particular occasion of being drenched in rain. So he was quite concerned when he looked at his watch and discovered that going through that territory, he was only halfway, but his time was all gone. It was a terrible thing because he had to go through dense forest to get to the office where he was supposed to go. The place was so dense that he couldn't drive a truck or a car. In fact, he couldn't ride a horse. He got to where it was known around there that wherever you have to go, get your foots ready because your foots is what you're going to use. So the sun began to go down and his journey had to stop because the water was getting worse. And the question was, what was going to happen if he had to stop? He could conceivably be eaten for breakfast by an animal. Well, he prayed for a while, and as he prayed, he got more and more in faith, trusting God. As he continued, he finally came to the place where he said, "God, I understand you do not slumber nor sleep. Oh, Lord, I'm so glad to know you stay awake.
Yeah.
And Lord, there ain't no need of both of us staying awake. So I'm gonna go to sleep now and leave it all up to you." Well, he woke up the next morning and no animal had eaten on him at all. In fact, he had rested very well. The thing that is most interesting about this story is that my wife of 64 years awakened and discovered that she was getting better and better. Indeed, she got better in less than a week, and it was really marked improvement in one day. And this is the moral of this story. If you know that God does not go to sleep, He neither slumbers nor sleeps.
All right.
He always awake and always taking care of us.
That's right.
And as we said in scripture we read, and in any scripture you want to read, God does not slumber nor sleep. God is open in the eyes and in the mind all of the time. My wife was fully occurred, and all we know is that the cotton patch picking pastor was able, by the power of God, without saying anything, to bring health. She lived many years after that. My word to you is to know and trust God, to know that if you allow God to use God's power on you, anything can happen that God wants to happen. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Some of us don't sleep either, but that's because we can't. Well, I pray for you, all of you, the blessing of healing by the simple trusting of God.
Everybody standing to their feet. The simple trusting in God.
Amen.
Trusting in a God that never slumbers. Trusting in a God that never sleeps. And for 60 plus years of marriage, Dr. Mitchell and Ella Mitchell did that. And for 98 years, God has kept this man of God trusting. The simple trust. Believe that God has your back.
Amen.
And amen. If the Lord allows me to see another 51 years, I'd be able to say what Dr. Mitchell has said today. 98 years, y'all. That's a blessing and a half. And so today on this Lord's Day, the message is simple. The Bible is clear, and I hope that you got the message from the man of God today. Trust, simple trusting of God. And so, with all heads bowed and every eye closed, just pray with me. Father, thank you for your word read, your word preached, and your word proclaimed. We thank you for this thine servant, Reverend Dr. Henry Mitchell. Lord, whose very life is an example of what it means to wait on you, Lord, to trust in you with all of our heart, to trust in a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now, dear God, on this Lord's Day, if there's a man, woman, boy, or girl who has never made a decision to trust you, I pray that today would be that day where they trust you, God. Where they step up and step out on faith. Walk down the aisle, give us their hand and give you their heart. Oh God, we want to trust you. We ask that you will continue to manifest your glory in this sanctuary. Draw somebody closer to thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus we pray. Let the church say amen and amen. God bless you. Listen, two invitations. Number one, if you don't have a church home and you're visiting with us today, it is our sincere prayer that you would prayerfully consider uniting with us here at the Shiloh Baptist Church. Every deacon, every deaconess, every clergy, help me extend this invitation. Number two, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, and you've never made a personal profession of faith, I want to offer that to you today, that today will be the day in which you step up and say, Lord, I'm going to surrender. I surrender my life to thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. So if either one of those invitations apply to you, come on, step up, step out. Give us your hand and give God your heart. Number three, if you need special prayer and you've been going through something, you're going through it right now, one of these men or women in the aisles will be happy to pray with you, pray for you, and pray over you in the name of Jesus. So don't let anything or anybody stop you from coming on and getting your blessing in the name of Jesus. Come on, choir, lift up your voice.
I will trust
in the Lord. Till I die.
Until I
come on,
die.
I'm gonna treat everybody right.
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 I'm gonna treat everybody right.